Hello and welcome to the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. My name is Paul Geringer and I'm the Extension Legal Specialist here in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And welcome back to the podcast after a short break by myself. I took a few days off and because I did not have any of these banked up, we had to miss a week. So now we're back and should not miss any. We'll take a brief hiatus over the summer just to give me a few days off to catch up. I'll hopefully have a few done before then, so it's not a very long hiatus, but we'll take some time off over the summer, probably a week, and get back. So here we're hoping to go pretty clear until, the summer. So thank you again for listening. And today I kind of want to talk about an issue that I often talk about on the site in general, but today talk about it from the tax implications and just talk about what some of the tax changes, at least from federal estate tax and gift tax limitations, have been over the past year. They were announced late last year by IRS and have not covered them on here yet. So just wanted to give some information on that. So the IRS has announced that they revised federal estate and gift tax limits. For 2020, the federal estate tax limit will raise from $11.4 million that it was in 2019 to $11.58 million in 2020, and the gift tax will remain at $15,000 as it was in 2019. The gift tax does go up with inflation, but can only go up to the next $1,000, so we'll be here for maybe another year or two before it goes up. Maryland, the state estate tax limits will stay at $5 million. That is not pegged to inflation, so it will consistently stay at $5 million until the General Assembly changes it. So let's look at what that means for federal estate taxes. For 2020, the federal estate tax limit, or the unified credit, depending on what you call it, that will increase to $11.58 million for an individual and $23.16 million for a couple. A deceased person owes federal estate taxes on a taxable estate. That's something we need to always remember. The taxable estate is the gross estate minus the allowable expenses. And I'll have a publication in the show notes. We'll hopefully have an update of that publication in the near future out to kind of take into account some of these. We haven't updated it since the estate tax limits changed in 2019 or 2018, I can't remember which. For example, a farm couple has a taxable estate of $24 million and passes away in 2020. So a couple heirs would be able to exempt up to $23.16 million from federal estate taxes and only owe federal estate taxes on $840,000. Since the federal estate tax rate is about 40%, the heirs would owe roughly $336,000 on federal estate taxes. One last note on the federal estate tax. A surviving spouse has an unlimited marital deduction, meaning we can pass as much property on to the surviving spouse as we want to, and they don't have to pay taxes on it. And the surviving spouse can include the predeceasing spouse's unused federal estate tax limit in the federal estate tax limit. This concept is known as portability, and I have some more information in the show notes on portability for you. The federal gift tax limit allows each taxpayer to gift up to $15,000 to one individual without incurring federal gift taxes each year. The federal gift tax will remain at $15,000 for 2020. It's tied to inflation. The other thing to point out is it's $30,000 for a couple. So you could give as a couple up to $30,000 to an individual. Now, if you give over that amount, so you give $15,000 and a dollar, that dollar is taxed, but you can deduct that dollar against the unified credit, and that would create, and you know, that would reduce the unified credit or the federal estate tax exemption by $1. So whenever we use that unified credit over the course of our lifetime, it does reduce it at estate tax period. So it's something we have to take into account as we do it. And there's strategies involved in this. And that's why at the end of this, I'm going to tell you, if you have thoughts on this and what you should be doing, you should always talk to a tax professional. Don't talk to me. I'm not a tax planning professional. You need to talk to someone in your area who can probably help you with this. Maryland's estate tax limit, as I said before, in 2018, the Maryland estate tax exemption was set at $5 million and will remain at $5 million until changed by the General Assembly. For a couple in Maryland, the state estate tax exemption would be $10 million. In 2018, the General Assembly allowed for portability for the first time in Maryland for that unused estate tax exemption. It's similar to federal portability. The maximum tax rate in Maryland is 16%, and the Maryland inheritance tax remains unchanged. We have to take into account we do have an inheritance tax for those who inherit property who are not direct descendants and do not fall within the exemptions of the inheritance tax. So take that into account. In 2012, the state created a unique program for qualifying ag property, which exempts up to the first $5 million of qualified ag property from Maryland estate taxes. The property must remain in ag for the next 10 years to be eligible. Again, I have information on this in the show notes. So how does this all impact you? Well, as I often like to point out, Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "In this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes." With that in mind, farm families who are concerned about hitting the top of the federal estate tax exemption or the state estate tax exemption should begin working on succession plans, estate plans, so we can take into ways, how do we limit those estate taxes down the road? What do we do to sort of minimize the potential tax burden? There are ways to do this and meet all our goals at the same time. Failure to plan property can force surviving family members to sell family assets to pay taxes on the inheritance, along with a tax advisor. Consider working with additional team members such as an attorney, financial planner, all to begin developing this succession plan. For those in need of this, those in need to develop an estate plan, you might want to discuss, you should discuss, you know, with your farm succession team members, what happens if, you know, this increases, decreases, and how that would impact your plan. Make sure you understand what's going on. All those changes may not affect you, may not affect your succession plan. It will allow you an opportunity to discuss other changes in the farming operation over the past year and make sure that the plan is still working for all those changes. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please email me at lgoering@umd.edu or tweet me at @aglawpaul. You can also send me a message at the same handle on Instagram. If you have topics you'd like to have me cover, please send me a message. Let me know what those are. Thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.